Today, I have my lovely friend, Jen DuBois of Fearless Jen Coaching with me to share a little bit about her passion with the creative process with doodling and vision boarding. Jen, welcome. And would you introduce yourself right quick and tell the listeners who you are and what you do?
Yes. Thank you so much, Kim, for having me. I am Jen DuBois, as Kim mentioned, and I'm a certified Fearless Living Life and Empowerment Coach, and I help a lot of midlife ladies in this special time of life kind of navigate the challenges and all the fun things that come with midlife, but really getting them to help them move the dial forward on their life. And I do that with a lot of different modalities and creative expression. So yeah, it's kind of exciting time to just be able to put things into practice and help them create some clarity and confidence. And like I said, moving that dial forward on life.
Absolutely. And you know, something really interesting is this morning when I was getting dressed, first of all, I guess I should say I have taken Jen's vision board workshop multiple times. And I have where I get dressed, I keep my vision board. And this morning when I was getting dressed, I was like, oh my gosh, it's only a few days left in the year and I'm going to have to move this vision board because I am coming to your workshop on Saturday. And I'm going to have a new one that's going to take its place. And to be honest, I was a little sad. I'm like, I really enjoy this particular visual creative expression that is all me. And yeah, and it definitely has brought me a lot of joy and happiness over the last year. And so I do want to share that with you. And I'd love to take a little journey with you on how the work that you do helps people become self-made happiers, which is the whole goal of this podcast. So what moment or realization led you to trust doodling as a legitimate path to insight and happiness rather than just a creative pastime?
Great question. I think for me, doodling and like creative kind of expression stuff has always been a part of my life. And really before I even knew that it was serving me outside of just like, oh, this is fun to kind of doodle. I was in an artist way group a year or so ago. And one of the things was, you know, to find like some creative outlet. And I took this class on doodling your emotions. And it just opened up like this whole wealth of knowledge that I've had. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could be using all of these doodles to actually, you know, get beyond just like, oh, this is fun, but this is actually powerful work also.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what a little doodle can teach you about yourself, right? Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm sure as the facilitator, it is amazing to watch the transitions that happen in people. And I'm really curious, what tends to surprise people that shows up on the page for them? I mean, I know my own personal story, but I'm curious from the facilitator's point of view, what happens?
Yeah, so it's very interesting because some people are like, they're intrigued and they come to the doodling class and they're like, I'm not an artist and I can't do this. And I think what surprises me the most, or surprises them rather, is to see that they can draw themselves, even as a stick figure. You know, I have people kind of like really get beyond that need to perfect it and just be like, if you can draw a stick figure or you can draw a triangle and a little circle, you know, just really getting people out of that headspace. And if that's even too much, what I've noticed and what's also surprised me is them being able to tap into even just creating a symbol that represents them. And that in and of itself, I think really makes it real for them and it makes it feel more connected, I guess. And really, you know, that simple doodle can take people out of fear. It can take people and help people process uncertainty. It helps them make decisions. Like there are so many benefits of what this little simple tool can actually do. So I think that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And the times that I have sat in your doodling workshops, it's interesting to see how people who didn't believe they could make a representation of who they are on a page actually be able to do it, and not just do it, but do it in a way that really moves them. And yes. I think that's pretty amazing. So For the self-made happier, one of the things that I like to promote to people is that happiness is not something that you have to go out and find. It is a frequency that you tune into. And so it's kind of like that dial where you adjust the dial, and it does have a lot to do with your nervous system. And I'm curious what you see that doodling does for people inside their body, and actually any kind of creative visual expression, to help their nervous system be able to get into a happier state and for them to be able to access that state more easily by using creative expression.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much research behind just having this creative practice, but just like those simple, like the simple doodles or even building the vision board, it's all this tactile activity that really puts play back into it. But it also lowers your stress, right? It lowers stress level. It increases those calming feelings, and it just is fun and playful. And I think people just, it totally taps into regulating your nervous system on so many levels, inside and out.
Absolutely. And you know what is funny is that I doodle constantly. Like, I don't want to grab it because I don't want to have to move out of the frame. But I can tell you within arm's reach, there are probably dozens of doodles that I sit here while I'm in meetings and I doodle. And it is, I'm neurodivergent. Or as my friend Betsy says, neurospicy. And I have ADHD. I don't focus well. And actually, the doodling helps me focus in on what is going on around me. It is this interesting little creative outlet that really helps my nervous system settle so that I can stay tuned in to what's going on in front of me and what's going on that I need to pay attention to. And I have a feeling that over the years, I've had teachers and probably clients, if they knew what I was doing, who would say, well, surely that's distracting. And I'm like, no, it is reconnecting me to this very moment. And it definitely lowers my stress level. And it does bring about feelings of happiness. And there are times when I doodle things that I cut off of the page and I pin up to my little pinup board over here.
Love because that.
I want to see them more often. Actually, I have one. And I know I told you I wasn't going to show anything, but here's this cute little heart that I doodled. And I loved my little heart with all of the little pieces. And so it just sits over here on my bulletin board that keeps me inspired over here to my left. So, yeah, I can totally get that.
I'm glad you brought up the whole distraction piece because, again, research has now shown that doodling actually could help you pay attention better for people. Like, just like you said, for yourself, myself included. I have to be doing something like that for all to connect and register. So I think it's great news for us.
It is. Like, it is. And wouldn't it have been nice to know when I was getting in trouble in high school? You're paying attention. You're doodling. No, I'm actually tuning into you. I promise. As I mentioned, part of what I like to promote on this podcast is that we aren't chasing happiness down. I mean, I think in a lot of our modern culture, it kind of feels like I need to go out there and find happiness. And creative expression really changes the way people relate to joy and desire and inner knowing. How do the things you do through vision boarding and doodling connect with that?
Yeah, I think having something like in front of you, just like you mentioned, like your little pinup board with your doodles, I think it's really powerful to have something that's in your vision. Right? It's keeping it top of mind, and it's keeping that creative vibe going. So even if you're stuck in a tedious task or something, but if you're surrounded by things like that, I think it just really amps up the happiness for sure.
Yep. And I will tell you, like I said, the vision board where I get dressed, I have a manifestation board over here. Yes. I have a couple of past vision boards. I hold so tightly to my visions sometimes. And they repeat over multiple boards that I really love to have the vibe around. You need to give a class at some point about how to let go of your past vision board.
There you go.
Because, you know, or maybe do a combo with our friend Joni Nicholas, who's really good at helping people let go of stuff. Anyway,
right.
I digress. So speaking of that midlife lady, midlife slump, it's not just women who go through it, by the way. It's a lot of men who go through that midlife slump. It can really leave you feeling very disconnected and creatively shut down. How do these creative processes, how do you see them helping people reclaim what they've lost?
Really reclaiming what they lost, I think it's, they really get to know themselves again. I think that's the best answer for that, because it's kind of like that inner child that gets to come out and play that has been, you know, buried beneath all the roles and all the identities that they've taken on in their whole life. And a lot of, primarily like the midlife women that I see, a lot of them are going through a lot of these transitions, and it's like, oh my gosh, who am I now? And so being able to use creative expression to get down to that, that's been remarkable to watch and to witness. But I think it's themselves. I think that's the most inspiring thing that's come of that.
Well, yeah, and uncovering that, because a lot of women, by the time they reach middle age, they've been a wife, a daughter, a mother, a employee, and it's really easy to lose your connection to your identity and in that process. And the doodling, I think, does help you reclaim that if it's something that you've lost your connection to. Now, I love your vision boarding workshops. And I will tell you, you know, when it comes to vision boarding, it's a lot of people think that this is like some type of future planning, like it's goal setting and all of this kind of stuff. But your vision board workshops to me always feel like they're more like finding the truth underneath all of that. They're a truth-telling experience. And how do you help people distinguish between that goal setting, I've got to do it this way, and what really intrinsically feels happy to them and how they get connected to that?
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that's a really important distinction, right? So the vision board is really setting that foundation for goal setting. It's not goal setting. You know, it's very intentional work. It's very much like you're having this creative process, but the goal setting is like the 2.0 of that. And I think that's, it's kind of cool, because as you're creating this beautiful vision, it's not, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, manifest this, manifest that. And they throw around the word like, you know, very lackadaisical, but it's actually a very powerful piece of art that you've created that you may not even know why certain things are on there. And I think that's a really fascinating piece of the vision board work, so that when you create this, you don't know exactly why everything lands on the board. You're really trusting it from a heart space, from an intuitive like hit. And then you get to see how things unfold as you work your board through the year. And so I think goal setting is the secondary piece that you can build upon. But yeah, the vision board's all about that fun, getting into the creative side of things.
You have a wonderful story about some sprinkled donuts I would love for you to share. You've shared it in every workshop I've been to, I think, and I absolutely adore this story. So would you tell us about the sprinkled donuts?
Yes. So one of the magical things that I get to witness is to hear people after they've done the vision board workshop, and when they reach back out to me with these great stories, just like I mentioned, there may be things on there that they don't even know why they put on there. So in this particular workshop, I had a woman that was like, I don't know why, but this pink sprinkled donut is calling to me and it needs to be on my board. She goes, I don't even like sprinkled donuts. I don't like donuts at all. And I'm really trying to focus on my health in the new year. But she said, I just really feel called to putting this giant, like it wasn't a little donut. It was a big donut on the board. And she was really having some resistance. And I, you know, I encouraged her, just trust it. And so fast forward several months later, she had messaged me and she had said she was in a big job transition and she was looking for this job. Well, anyway, she landed like dream job, this job she'd been looking for. And she went to work. And anyway, across the street from the building that she would now be working in is a donut shop. And And I was like, what? And it had the donut and the logo and everything. And I was like, I love that. I love that so much, because who would have even thought that?
Yeah. Who would have even thought that?
Yeah. Yep.
You never know what'll come out of these things.
Yeah.
So in that visual realization, when people shift from just using words and logic into creating with vision and colors and images, what really shifts inside of them?
Yeah, so I think that's really where it again goes back to getting out of that head, that logic, like really wanting to figure things out, into more of that heart space where you're just trusting and you're leaning into the more, not even just creative side, but just like the other side. You know, we're so used to hearing all the noise over here and, you know, da, 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 da. But now you're trusting more of this creative side. So I think that doodling really helps build that bridge between thoughts and feelings. So that's when I often say, like, this is kind of where the power of that work, especially, well, doodling and vision boarding, anything tactile, you're really creating a space that joins the two together. And it's fun.
And it's fun. I love that. It's fun. So for somebody who wants to be more responsible, who wants to take on the process of becoming a self-made happier, how can doodling and creative practices help them make decisions that feel sovereign rather than reactive? Because I think we can get in that reaction space pretty easily.
We can totally get into that reactive place a little too easily. And something I found for myself, like I practice this too. So everything that I teach and I facilitate, I practice myself. And it usually comes from my own practices that some of these ideas have emerged. But I can speak from a personal and professional standpoint that it really helps you make decisions from a healthier place when you're just allowed to just let it all come out on the page. Journaling's great and writing and the written word is great, but sometimes you get a little stuck in writing the same thing over and over and over again. And you're just stuck in that kind of mentality where when you're just kind of letting your pen just, or markers, and you're just bringing out some creative flair without rhyme or reason, you're able to process things in a completely different way that will allow you to make decisions and allow you to process emotions from that place versus just the standard, oh, this is what I should be doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make, it makes a lot of sense because creativity doesn't live by those rules.
Right.
Right. It's not rigid. That's the whole point. It's right. To get out of that space. Yeah, it's to get out of that space. So if somebody listening to this wanted a small, doable practice from your work that they could implement, what would help them gently kind of tune into that happiness without pressure or perfection?
Yes. And I'm so glad you said without pressure or perfection, because there's no right or wrong way to do this. With the vision board, with the doodling, with any of that, there's no right or wrong. And as a former perfectionist, this helps me and many others like me get out of that space. So what I would encourage you now, like there's no time better than the present, is grab just a piece of paper and a pen and just start letting it just go. Just see what shows up on the page. Maybe it's starting with some shapes and repetitive shapes, or you put pen to paper and just make the continuous line. Set your timer for 1 minute and see what you create without lifting the pen. There's so many fun ways to just dip your toe in and just explore what this could open up.
Absolutely. So in our final thought here, in our final closing thought, what would you say to somebody who is sitting on the other side going, I just don't feel ready? What would you tell them so that they can open that space to allow themselves the ability to feel happiness through creative expression?
Yeah, like I said, the time is now. And I think just to be able to understand that it's not art, you're not going for like this major art piece or anything like that. It's really just this creative expression that can change your whole perspective on how you process something, or even how you're going to, you know, decide which option is better, A or B. Like there's so much to be said about just allowing. So I guess
just
that's the word.
Allowing. I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, Jen. This has been a lot of fun. And if you guys would like to find Jen, she's online at jendubois.com. So that's, spell your name and stuff for him, because
JENDUBOIS.com.
Absolutely. And you can find her. She does workshops throughout the year in the Kansas City area, and some of her workshops are online, so you could take them from anywhere in the country. So thank you again, Jen.
Thank you.